For you, whose talent and astuteness I truly respect, it had to be more subtle. It could only be ivory for Sherlock Holmes.
Rona, but you think me so deserving.
Ivory. Artfully constructed, intricately carved. Like this box here on your table, which I may as well take with me out of harm's way. You'll agree, Holmes, the device is cunning. The needle-sharp spring is infinitesimal. Almost invisible. Darts as you open it. Then withdraws.
A most elegant assassination.
And I'm sorry, Holmes, if the elements hadn't come together in that unique mind of yours, and if you hadn't set Inspector Morton on my trail.
The gas.
What?
Turn up the gas.
Shadows begin to fall, do they? Very well. There. Now we can see each other clearly. And see the truth. Which is that Victor's death and yours will allow me to continue my work. Be assured, Holmes. Your untimely end will bring about the eradication of at least 3 devilish plagues.
That is a comfort.
Work of such importance, I could not allow to be stopped. Morton, I knew I could evade. His plodding investigation would never have got near me. But he let slip that you were behind him. And Sherlock Holmes was a different proposition. I had to be rid of you. And I repeat, I am truly sorry. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, since you're kind enough to ask. Cigarettes and matches, please.
What?
These last few days have been a dreadful trial. No food, no drink. But it's been the abstention from tobacco I've found most irksome.
I don't understand.
My recovery baffles even your special knowledge.
Recovery?
Yes, and matters improve by the moment. I hear the approaching footsteps, definitely not plodding, of a friend.
Mr. Holmes, is all well?
All is very well, Inspector Morton, and this is your man.
Mr. Calverton Smith, I arrest you on the charge of the murder of one Victor Savage.
Murder? No. You might add, Inspector, the attempted murder of one Sherlock Holmes.
This is all wrong. He asked me here to help him. He's ill, raving. I might warn you, Mr. Smith, that I'll take down anything you say, and it may be given in evidence.
Please, do record what I say. I can't believe you'd accept the insane suspicions of a delirious man against the one man in England who can help him.
The gaslight was the signal to me that you'd said enough.
What have I said? What he invents, you mean? Mad slanders, which he has no corroboration. I came here at his request.
Corroboration? Good heavens, of course.
Do come out now, old man.
Holmes, you have had me in some tight corners in the past. But this one...
Do forgive me, Watson.
Squeeze behind your bed, for heaven's sake.
I am so sorry. My room doesn't lend itself to concealment, which in a way has been an advantage, since our visitor was less likely to suspect the presence of a witness. Isn't that right, Smith?
My work, Holmes. Would you ruin work of inestimable value?
Won't your research notes survive?
But... my understanding...
And how many would you have murdered in pursuit of that understanding? Inspector Morton, you'll find a small ivory box in the right-hand pocket of his coat, which it would be as well to remove. And handle it very gingerly.
Yes.
Put it down here. That's good. It will have its part to play at the trial. And now you may take him to the station.
Very good, Mr. Holmes.
Watson and I will join you as soon as I am dressed.
Holmes... I still don't know exactly what's been going on here, but I do know you are dreadfully unwell. You will go nowhere until I have examined you.
With or without my leave, eh? Yeah, quite right. Inspector, on your way out, would you be so good as to ask Mrs. Hudson to bring up some claret and biscuits? Doctor's orders.